Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
What's up, Rebels? This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Alea, talking with Liz Montague, who read us the story of the graphic novelist Marjan Shatrapi. It's a good one, so make sure you go back and listen if you haven't yet. Hi, Liz. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
My name is Liz Montague. I'm a cartoonist and illustrator, and I draw pictures for a living.
Did you always want to be an artist?
As a kid, I always wanted to be able to doodle for a living and draw pictures because it was something that I did all the time, but I did not think it was a real career. I was like, this isn't a real thing. People don't actually get to do this. It's too fun. People don't get to like their jobs. It didn't change until college. And even then, I think that I thought I could be a graphic designer or work in like an art desk job, and I did for a little bit. It wasn't really until like the last year or two that I was like, oh, wow, I can do this as my job.
Were you familiar with Marjan's work before you told us her story?
Yeah, I had read Persepolis in high school. Her art style definitely was a huge inspiration for me because she has a really accessible art style. Like, it looks like anyone could do it. Like, anybody, you could do it, I could do it, we all could do it. And so I just loved that, this idea that art didn't have to be some scary Picasso museum quality thing. It could be something that all of us could do.
Okay, so how do you go about creating a comic strip or an illustration? What's the first step?
The first step is I have an opinion on something. I feel some type of way about something, and I'm like, huh, I kind of want to talk more about that. I need more space than just the words. I need some pictures too. So step one is have an opinion, and step two is write it down. And then step three is to draw pictures with it. I put myself in a situation, and what environment best suits this? Where are they talking? What's the temperature outside? Are they eating something? Are they not eating something? What color are their shoes? Just get really particular.
Liz, you're the first Black woman to illustrate cartoons for the New Yorker magazine. Can you tell us why that's such a big deal? And how'd you do it?
The New Yorker is basically the Olympics of cartooning. That's the gold medal. That's like, here's your gold medal. You did it. You're legit. I started working with the New Yorker because I was scrolling through Instagram while at my job. And I noticed that all of the cartoons were white. All of the characters in them were white. And I figured that that was probably because all the people making them were white and all the people editing them were white. I just emailed them and said, hey, I'm noticing that you guys kind of have a lack of diversity. I'm a huge fan of your Instagram. You guys should hire more cartoonists of color. And then wildly enough, they responded to me and were like, oh, do you know anybody that you would recommend? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, me, I recommend myself. I'm going to take a stab at this.
That's so brave. And it means something, right? For people to be able to see themselves in this big magazine.
Yeah, I wasn't included. A lot of people who looked like me weren't included. And it made me sad that it felt like because I wasn't included that everyone was then okay that I wasn't included, that people who looked like me weren't included. I think what it feels like when you see yourself in cartoons, you feel a part of something. You feel like you're a part of the story, a part of the joke, a part of the narrative, a part of the platform that's sharing that cartoon. You just feel included. Everybody wants to feel included. It's no fun when you're not included.
Liz, if you could go back and give yourself some advice when you were a kid, what would it be?
Yeah, just believe that your perspective is good enough, because it is. I mean, everyone has a right to their own perspective and their own viewpoint, and, you know, you have just as much right as anybody else to go and put yours out there. It's definitely scary, but it's definitely worth it. It's worth it, to be honest. And like, being genuine will get you way more places than trying to copy someone else. That's for sure.
Okay, last question. What makes you a rebel girl?
What makes me a rebel girl is I show up as my full self at every opportunity. That's rebellious to me because it's really easy for me to make myself smaller, to say less, to maybe not say that hard thing or not put myself out there to have people look at me or talk about me or anything like that. But no, I'm not going to dehumanize myself. I'm going to be the full human that I was put here to be. And I'm going to show up and say what's on my mind. That makes me a rebel girl. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Liz, and thank you for listening. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share it with all of your friends. Catch you next time. Stay rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.